on the stove lid. When we were children, sometimes played out in the cold wind, and we would get the earache, and Mother would put warm sweet oil in our ear, drop or two with an eyedropper.
Now, what's sweet oil?
Well, it's a lightweight oil. I couldn't tell you other than that was the name of it. It's used sometimes in cooking. Recently, I had a recipe that called for roux for shrimp Creole, and you brown the flour in sweet oil. You can use olive oil, but it said sweet oil. Anyway, she used sweet oil. That was standard at our house. Mm-hmm. And we'd take a lid off of the stove that was hot and wrap it up in paper, in newspaper, and then with a towel or a flannel cloth, and you'd lay the ear on it that's hurting, and the heat acted just like a heating pad. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other home remedies essentially that were used for stomachache or?
Well, yes. We had a product that was bought from the Watkins man. It was Watkins liniment. Mm-hmm. And if you had cramps, you'd take a spoon or half a spoon of that and put it in water and drink it. That was good for stomach ache. And for standard castor oil and things like that. We used to have to take cream of tartar and sulfur in the spring. Clean up the blood. And quinine, of course.
Regularly, you take quinine?
Oh, yes, in the spring. That'd ward off malaria.
Uh-huh.
You don't want malaria. Mm-hmm. Take a little round of this, it's like. Take mm-hmm. a round of medicine. And give me a little time, I'll think of more. But right now, we used kerosene oil a lot for cough or croup, as Mother called it. Mm-hmm. She'd put two or three drops on a spoonful of sugar, or she'd put a drop or two of turpentine. And we'd take that for congestion of the lungs, you know, either kill or cure. Another thing that they used for babies, if they had a cold or if they thought they might be taking a cold, they'd mix up camphor gum, equal parts of camphor gum, turpentine, and glycerin.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you didn't have glycerin, mutton tallow. Melt the mutton tallow. And you'd rub the bottom of their feet, rub their chest, behind their ears, and up between their eyes on their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd take a flannel rag, as they call it, warm it, and put it on the chest. Well, they'd get better or they'd get worse. I don't know which. But it did help.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, it
that
helped.
That camphor, I guess. Mm-hmm. You were telling me a while ago that you had some humorous stories that you remembered from when the...
On the dipping, mm-hmm. that particular one, my brothers were quite inventive with electricity and various other things. They built an automobile one time from, they called it an old strip down, you know, just from parts and so forth. But they were always fooling with electricity and whittling and making things. And so when we were working these cattle, of course they get stubborn sometimes and don't want to go in the chute and so forth. So they rigged up with a car battery, they made their, what they called a prod pole. It's equivalent to the what do you call it now? The, oh my goodness.